Hello and welcome to the Salem Station Podcast, the show where we rank and review all of your favorite horror movies. I'm your co-host, Robert.
And I'm your co-host, Enrique.
I'm also here.
Woo! We're all here for the 100th episode.
Oh my god. 100 already?
Did you ever think we'd get here?
Yeah, but a lot sooner than we did, actually.
Where's my soundboard? This deserves a...
Whoa!
100.
Hey, you actually got the soundboard working.
I know. actually use it for this. Honestly, yeah, I was doing the math, though. You know what else, fellas? You know what else? This past August was the 5th anniversary of the podcast.
We've been doing this
for 5 years, which I did the math. That equals about like 20 episodes a year, which actually, when you think about it, is not that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like what?
I mean,
I feel like there's podcasts
that do a lot more, but
yeah. Because there's 52 weeks in a year, so you got 20. It's like a little, almost half, so it's almost an episode every other week, basically. So that's actually not that bad.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess, yeah, there are some podcasts. I mean, yeah, whatever. So anyways, 100th episode.
It's not about them. It's about our podcast.
Our podcast. Damn it. This is our podcast. We made it to 100. Almost, you know, I wish I would have done the math to see how many hours of content we created. Probably on average, like an hour or an episode. So definitely over 100 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say on average. Yeah,
I'd say so.
Yeah. So we have a couple things today, fellas. No horror news. I mean, maybe there was some, but I wasn't on the lookout, so I apologize. I really wish I would have had horror news for the 100th, but no horror news. Instead, what we can do is briefly review our experience at Halloween Horror Nights, because we went this past weekend. Fellas, what did you think? What did you think of this past Halloween Horror Nights? Overall, briefly.
I thought it was pretty cool. The day kept chugging along, you know? We didn't really have any downtime, thanks to the express pass that we got.
Very speedy.
Overall, the mazes I thought were pretty good. They were on the better side. I'm not going to say that I was blown away by them, but they were good.
Yeah. Why don't we review them, actually?
Okay.
Right now. All right, so let's start off with Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Yeah.
Definitely the weakest maze, probably, and the one that felt the most like filler. Like, they ran out of either IPs that they had contracts with or original ideas to implement this year, it seems.
Yeah. They should have just done an original maze, like the Scarecrow one. They should have done one just like that. So what did you think about the Scarecrow one?
I thought that was my favorite.
That's my favorite. Hold on, I need a meme for each of these.
Yeah.
Poltergeist, it's the biggest piece of dog shit. Scarecrow. Scarecrow Music by Slash is what it's called. It's my favorite. That's amazing.
It was definitely the scariest one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I love it whenever they do like a farmhouse, I don't know, rural aesthetic. I think it always works, because I felt the same with their Texas Chainsaw Maze. Like, they just know how to do that like rustic feeling. Which, dude, imagine them doing like a Conjuring maze from that first movie where it's like that farmhouse kind of, or like that old timey, you know, wooden house. I think that would go hard. That would be pretty sick. And if they do a maze, like one of the areas that you gotta walk through is like a recreation of their museum basement thing, that'd be so cool, bro. I'm definitely stealing something from there if they do that. Scarecrow maze is great. What'd you guys think of the Fallout maze?
It was pretty cool. I think it was faithful to the show. Showed a lot of the moments from the show.
As someone who's just played the games and not seen the show, it was still pretty cool. I wish they had like a Deathclaw in there, but I don't think there's a Deathclaw in the show. So
that was actually the silhouette at the end which is kind of teasing.
Oh, is that what that was?
To season two, which is going to be in the post-apocalyptic Las Vegas, hence the music.
Las Vegas!
Oh, that's why they had that Elvis playing in the back.
Yeah, that's right.
It's also the most famous Fallout game is Fallout New Vegas.
Gonna set my soul on fire. You know, as someone who knows nothing about Fallout, I think this is probably my least favorite maze. I have to put this under... There's only two things in Poltergeist that I like in that maze. It's the wall that's like a TV screen, kind of, and then like a little hand comes out. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the very ending where they try to recreate like the bodies coming out of the pool, but it's a bunch of like coffins, you know, and then...
Oh, I thought that was like a cemetery, right? Oh, right, because the house was built over an ancient cemetery,
and then
right?
there was like bodies coming grounds. Out of the pool and
stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the coffins just there, and then, you know, some of them are actors, some of them aren't, and you don't know. That alone kind of puts it over Fallout, but it's because I'm not familiar with Fallout. But I did like that bear in Fallout in that one part of the maze. That was pretty cool. What'd you guys think? Alrighty. Monstruous Stress, the ghosts of Latin America.
It was okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was fine. I would describe it as fine.
Yeah, they definitely saved the best for last on that one.
Oh,
as far as the monsters and set pieces that they had.
Yeah.
Oh, it's display.
It's the biggest. It's the most well-known one. Yeah. I would hope that's the one they focused on and not, I don't know, La Molona or whatever her name is. Alrighty. So then what about, we're going into the big three now here. Jason Universe.
Ooh. Yeah, that was the first one we went through, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I liked how it paid homage to all the movies, which they may or may not have licenses to.
Yeah. I did like that mom on the her altar thing is with the sweater. Dude, you know, so we actually went in matching shirts, Camp Counselor, Camp Crystal Lake Counselor shirts, which is pretty sick. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking like we should have had only one person go in with the Mrs. Voorhees sweater. That would sick. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
They did have scenes. And also the Jasons were kind of different too, right? Because they had it almost looked like a part two Jason where it was like a sag head kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And another like very zombified Jason.
Yeah, that's right.
Not wearing his mask, but it was hanging around his waist, I think.
Yeah. Oh, and they did have like one, you know, quote unquote being electrocuted. I guess that's him being struck by lightning coming back to life. Pretty cool. I did get scared here with an actress who came out with like an arrow. It's like a camp counselor that got killed. I just jumped out and like, oh shit.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Alrighty.
I don't know. This was my least favorite.
Oh yeah?
Oh wow.
I still like it. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt low energy. I don't know. I didn't enjoy it.
That's valid. What about Five Nights at Freddy's?
Woo!
Five Nights with Federico. What are we saying here?
I thought it was okay. I'm kind of glad that they included the creepy kids instead of just the animatronics. But the animatronics were probably the highlight, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's so pretty cool. With their little hands sticking out of the walls.
Those kids were pretty creepy, too. I thought those kids were pretty creepy, too.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pretty. I do like the set pieces in this one. For someone who doesn't really, you know, care about Five Nights at Freddy's, I gotta admit, it was pretty sick. I like that one, though, where it's like the mask and there's like gears or saws turning in it. That's pretty cool because that's in one of, isn't that one of the games or something like that? Or I remember you explaining that to me, Alex, no?
The mask with the saws?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically like, the suit goes on and then it like shreds your face or whatever.
Why are there saws in a mask in a suit?
So if I remember correctly, I think that was I may be misremembering. I know there's like animatronics that they built specifically to capture like predators or whatever. There's like a whole thing, but
like to catch a predator.
Exactly. Yeah, basically.
When they just resort to the police or something.
I don't know. They had like such a problem with it, apparently.
Is it like a mob justice kind of thing?
Oh.
Like Freddy Krueger?
But instead it's in the remake, Freddy Fazbear.
I guess. Oh my god.
But I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty cool. Enjoyed it.
When we walked in the first thing.
I'll just say they got the smell perfect for the pizza.
Pizzeria. Kitchen, like pizza. It was like high school pizza.
It was. But like that smell, I don't know how to describe it, but like anyone who's been in a pizza kitchen knows that smell. They got the smell down perfect. I don't know how, but that's just the one thing that I know. So I'm like, wow, this actually feels like a pizza kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't pick up too much on the smell. I smelled something, but
I think it's because I worked in a pizza kitchen for a bit, so I know that smell.
That makes sense.
And as someone who eats a lot of pizza, I was able to recognize that smell too.
You're a bastard. I assume you're going to talk about the meme that we kept referencing the entire time.
Yeah, you and I just walked in and immediately were like, har, 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 har.
It was funny because we were joking around the whole time. And then for the actual maze, like once you go through the main doors, you turn around and the big reveal is that it's like a main center stage with Freddy there. Freddy? The fucking bear. God.
It is Freddy, right?
I think it is. I don't know why I got mixed up. So yeah, you turn the corner and it's just him performing on the center stage, and I look directly at Robert. I'm like,
yo, they have Jason and Freddy this year, bro. Freddy versus Jason, but just a different Freddy.
Yo, I'd watch crossover. That. Nobody asked for.
Yeah, nobody's asking for this. Alrighty.
Also, is that even a fair match? I mean, maybe spoilers for later, but
and then
probably not.
The last maze we went to, Terrifier. Not the last one we went to that night, but the last one I'm announcing right now. Thoughts on Terrifier?
I thought it was pretty good.
I think it was probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite, because it wasn't, like, scary, but, like, I'm not even a big fan of, like, the Terrifier movies, but it was just funny seeing all the references to all the movies. They did a really good job.
Yeah, I liked it when they had Art as one of the, like, the guys in, like, the black coats, kind of, that's guiding you.
Oh yeah. That one got me, yeah.
That's pretty cool, I like that. And then him killing like that one, you know, quote unquote actor or whatever. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. And then of course, you know, Art around the whole theme park, just wandering about.
He's such a fun character. Like, I don't know. He's definitely my favorite character. He was so fun to interact with around the parks.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah. I mean, Terrifier as like a series is like the biggest piece of dog shit, but Art the Clown himself is great, and he's such a like a just a funny, like just joyous, like kind of, you know, it's always great to see him.
He loves what he does.
Yeah,
he
loves
what he does.
Oh, you had a little interaction with him.
I did. Yeah, I was trying to mess around with him, and then he ended up pointing out my shirt. I was like, yeah, he was mad at me. I don't know why. And then earlier, I was blowing him kisses, and then he threatened my life. So,
yeah,
you know,
and then we did the Terror Tram, which is Blumhouse themed. Thoughts on that?
It was okay. I thought it ended when really it didn't, and it kind of continued towards the end.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. It was like it ended, and then you had to walk like half a mile.
Like a long pause in the middle with the photo ops.
Oh yeah,
it was okay though.
We took a picture.
It got me a couple times.
Yeah, clearly it was very Megan and Black Phone 2 themed.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I can't help but like just giggle to myself, just laugh anytime anything Exorcist Believer is brought up. I can't believe.
Oh yeah, that was back there, huh?
I can't believe there was a portion of the maze, and I swear the audio, just the body in the blood, just repeated over. I hate that so much, and I find it so funny. And I remember even.
Wait, did Blumhouse produce that movie?
Oh, I guess so. It's there. So
Not gonna lie, I kind of just wanted Blumhouse for that one.
I just can't help but, like, I don't know, just chuckle at myself anytime. Like, it was just the two little girls jumping out at you, and I'm like, oh, that's right, that's the plot of this. There's two girls that get possessed, and one of them dies, right? Doesn't one of them, like, get possessed forever because one of the parents...
Yeah, chooses... he pulls, like, the old trick of duty is like, oh, one of you give up your daughter, and then that one guy's like, oh, take the other daughter, and then it was a trick.
That's right, that's right.
You know, demons, they be tricky like that.
They be very tricky. So the only thing we really didn't do was just one maze, which we weren't really, you know, crying over, was Wyatt's Six.
I don't think anyone really did that maze.
No one really cared for the
WWE. The wait time never left 5 minutes the entire time we were there.
Yeah, that was the WWE maze. I mean, who cares? Alrighty, so what's your guys' least favorite maze and your favorite maze?
Least favorite Jason, most favorite tie between Terrifier and the Scarecrow, but for different reasons. Scarecrow is the scariest, and then Terrifier was like the most enjoyable.
Okay.
Very similarly, I think maybe Scarecrow music by Slash is my favorite, and Poltergeist is probably my least favorite.
Okay.
Poltergeist is definitely up there for least favorite. Definitely. It just felt so... Okay, I got him. It started out really good. I got so excited. That really cool effect where they have the screen and then the hand that comes out.
Yeah, that's
and
so
it,
cool.
Like, it looked really good. And then everything from there is just kind of like...
There's a lot of just empty black hallways.
Yeah.
Not much going on.
And I was thinking, yeah. Like, what could you really do with Poltergeist? The movie isn't really like... I don't think it lends itself to like a haunted house type of maze, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Kind of true.
I wish I was telling Kiki this. I wish they would have done like a Universal Monster instead, because they didn't have one this year, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Like, I would have rather.
You think they would? A Dracula, like every year.
A Frankenstein or something. So my favorite Scarecrow. I think Scarecrow. Terrifier is almost there, but not because it's scary, but kind of like what Alex said, because it's like just really cool seeing everything. I think you were pointing out a lot to me, like you were pointing out how like the intestines are used for decoration for the Christmas trees and all that. I was like, oh shit, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, just the details. Like they cared about the details. It was really fun.
It was also a multi-sensory experience, I think, more than a lot of the other mazes because of the smells, the stuff in your face, and obviously speaking like the cool visuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, very cool.
Everyone was like, oh my god, it smells so bad. It wasn't that bad. It smelled like it definitely smelled like when you walk into maybe not the cleanest restroom, but it did not smell like shit.
No, yeah. And then it's cool, the facade was the Terrifier maze thing from the second movie, which was pretty sick. That was pretty cool. But my least favorite is Fallout, so there you go. And definitely, I would say Express is the way to go going forward, because I don't think there was any way we would have been able to do. I mean, we barely just managed to do all the mazes, so definitely going to have to do.
To be fair, we were an hour late.
That is true, I guess. Yeah, that is true. I never got the 22-inch hot dog I wanted. Damn it. Do you think I could do like a Grubhub order and have that shit delivered?
Probably not.
Bro's gotta like jump the gates to go get the glizzy. Damn. Alrighty, fellas. I have something to show you guys.
Oh. Dang, have you had this since March?
I have had this, I don't know if since March, but for a good while, yes.
Oh, wow.
This is our March Madness bracket. Now, I'll see how quickly I can get through this, but yeah, I was thinking we should just get this out of the way. Alrighty, sure. And I tried no repeat characters. At least I'm pretty certain there's no repeat characters. And
oh, okay. Done this what, 2-3 other times?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, actually, you know what? There might be a repeat. I don't know. I don't remember. But I tried a lot of modern characters from modern horror movies, like within the last couple of years. Not all of them, but ones that at least two of us or so are familiar with. So,
okay.
Yeah. Let me just get into it for the first side.
Who could it be?
Oh, it's the guy from Heretic. I don't know his name. I think his name's Hugh Grant, though, is the actor, right?
Oh, yeah, from Heretic. I also don't know what his name is.
I'm going to call him Mr. Blueberry Pie, Mormon guy.
That rhymes.
Yeah, I know.
Blueberry Pie, Mormon guy. And though he's not really a Mormon.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
And then Elizabeth Sparkle from Substancia. all right. Who y'all got this round?
Ooh. And we're talking about just the actress, right? Or
what do you mean?
Is she just like at the start of the movie, or is it after the substance?
It could be either or. It's due after, but she has to be in that form, Elizabeth Sparkle form.
Right, got it.
What's the other name of the chick?
Sue.
Oh yeah, it's got to be Elizabeth Sparkle.
I mean, they're both humans.
Mm-hmm.
One's cells split apart and created another person, which is interesting.
Mitosis. In the
flesh. Yeah, I mean, she's up there in age, but I don't think she's old. Definitely not as old as the movie producers seem to think she is.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Man, I don't know. Also, Hugh Grant, who I'm just finding out is Mr. Reed, is his character.
Okay.
He doesn't really, I don't know, do a lot in the movie. Right?
Other than just,
as far as like physically,
I don't know.
Physically we've menacing.
We've seen what Mormons can do, is all I'm saying.
Timely?
Perhaps. I'm going to give it a Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed. Maybe just because I don't know what kind of effects the substance is having on Sue's body. Elizabeth. Okay. Elizabeth's body. I know what kind of effects it's having on Sue's body.
I thought you were going to say, I know what substances Mr. Reed are using.
No, but remember in that movie, Sue just throws Elizabeth across the room nothing.
That's true.
Which I thought was crazy.
That is crazy.
But Mr. Reed.
She does yoga classes or something.
That's true. She does.
You know what? I'm going to give Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed is a little charming. I'm going to give him. Bro can definitely talk his way out of situations and stuff. I could see him easily being let me explain to you something stupid and then get her or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Lock her in a cage.
Yeah. Alrighty then. So Mr. Reed, Enrique, Alex, yay, nay.
I have given not a lot of thought to this, so I will agree.
Alrighty, Mr. Reed moves forward. Oh, up next, Tiffany Valentine from the Chucky franchise, but human Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
Versus Dollface from the Strangers. No particular movie or whatever, but just the Strangers franchise.
This might be a hot take, but I think this is an easy choice.
Oh, yeah?
I have not seen either of these movies.
I think Tiffany is a much more ruthless killer than any of the Strangers, probably.
Okay. I don't remember what Dollface does. It's been a while. I do remember Tiffany.
To be honest, they don't really have the highest body counts in those movies.
No, they really don't. I mean, because they're chasing around a group of two, three people.
Usually. Yeah.
Tiffany, I remember gutting that one police officer in the beginning of Bride of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is she the one that ties up that one guy to that bed. I think so, right? Yeah.
Yep, the guy with the piercings.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
she's definitely a lot more sadistic than the strangers are, even though they just do it for shits and giggles too.
Yeah, but she actually enjoys it. She revels in it.
She enjoys it a lot more.
It's actually kind of concerning.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable level of enjoyment that she gets out of it.
Okay, you know what? I'd say Tiffany too.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Tiffany Valentine moves forward. Alrighty then. These next ones. Jill Roberts from Scream 4. The Ghostface, Sydney's cousin.
Okay.
Versus the girl from Freaky. The girl who swaps bodies with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I think it's the chick from Freaky for me.
The chick from... Okay.
Yeah. Like, she saws a dude in half, no?
She does do that. Yeah. They do that in the Terrifier maze, right? It's like that table sawn. It was like... Zzz.
Oh, that was in the Blumhouse maze, actually.
Oh, never mind then.
In the Terror Tram, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of the sawing in half from the Terrifier maze.
Yeah.
Like with the handsaw.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they showed that.
That's right. Alex pointed that out. Well, I mean, it was obvious it was there, but like he was like, hey, yeah, they recreated the the thing from the first movie.
The infamous scene.
Yeah. I feel like Alex, you haven't seen either of these, right? I kind of want to say Jill.
Really?
Yeah. She, well, okay. You are right. She does cut someone in half.
I'm trying to remember how many people Jill killed.
I mean, the thing with Ghostface is you don't really see who kills who.
That's true. Unless they specifically say.
But she puts up a hell of a fight with Sydney, bro. And once she takes out Sydney, she then takes herself out. Which is interesting.
Yeah, you're right.
That's honestly what I remember more. I don't know what she does to Sydney. I just remember more that she puts herself through, like slamming herself into walls and paintings and like falling on top of like coffee tables and stuff.
I was going to say they all end up shot at the end, but that might be the newest Scream movie where everyone gets shot and somehow still lives.
Oh, yeah, that's the newest one, yeah.
Yeah.
In this one, she almost kills Sydney. Sydney ends up in the hospital. And then Jill's in the hospital too. And then Jill's like, oh no, I'm the last survivor. And then Gail's like, oh, but with any help, like hopefully Sydney will wake up and then, you know, she'll also, you guys can be reunited or whatever. And then that's when Jill gets out of like her hospital bed and then she starts hunting for Sydney in the hospital. fuck. I don't know. I like them both.
Ugh. Gotta choose one, though.
Fuck. The thing is, if I choose Jill, it's gonna be a tie. You know, I'm gonna choose Jill. It's a tie.
Yo. Alex?
Alex?
Tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I will go with the chick on the top.
Whoa!
Okay. Alrighty then. Jill makes it forward. Okay, and then the last two here. Finally, what's her name? Laurie Prescott. No, that's not Prescott. What's her name? Laurie, whatever her name.
Laurie Strode.
Laurie Strode versus Sydney. Woo, Sydney Prescott. Okay, that's why I said.
Yo,
Prescott.
Sydney Prescott.
Okay, who we got, boys? Sydney or Laurie? Oh, and mind you, this is just from their first movie, but each round that they advance, that you add on their experience and capabilities of the next movie. So if they make it like four rounds in, then
okay.
You know, you do four.
Okay, rounds. I see. I mean, if we're going up to present day, they're still both alive, but...
That's true.
I don't know. I think Sydney Prescott has shown to put up more of a fight in the majority of the movies she's been in. And also, doesn't Laurie Strode like die in one of them? In one of the movies she's in?
Oh, Resurrection. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Can't really top Sydney, though, can you? As far as, like, combat skills go, I think maybe Sydney.
Maybe Sydney. That's my answer, too.
Yeah.
I already had this set. Sydney. Sydney all the way. Woo! Okay. Other side. We have Mr. Longlegs himself.
Oh, my God. Mr. Longlegs.
Versus the guy from the Bone Temple in 28 Years Later.
Oh. Ray Fiennes' character, Dr. I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, the doctor that's painted himself in iodine, right?
Yeah. Dr. Kelso? Kelson. Kelson. Yeah, and iodine.
Yeah.
I think long legs.
Long legs? I mean, hey, Enrique, you want to do your best long legs impression?
Dr. K. Mommy! Oh, shit. Daddy! All right, that's it. That's all I got.
I gotta say long legs too, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the devil on his side.
Oh, that's true. He actually does.
Though Dr. Kelson has science, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it tops black magic.
Alex, any thoughts on this? Using these two.
Probably saying that he agrees with me.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, I don't know. Just seeing him smash his face into the fucking desk.
Gotta go with
that guy. I forgot his name. What's his name again?
Longlegs.
From Longlegs, yeah.
Senior Longlegs.
Is his name just Longlegs?
Yes,
Longlegs.
No, they say his name. He's got like a 3-part name, like most American assassins do.
Yeah, just like from what I've seen him do, you know, he just seems like more of a threat.
I mean, if either of them sings Happy Birthday to me, I would definitely say that Longlegs is more of a threat the way he'd probably sing Happy Birthday.
Nah, he means it when he says it.
That is still one of my favorite scenes in that movie. When he's wishing her a happy birthday on the TV screen, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's so unsettling.
Alrighty, up next. Sister Irene from the Nun movies.
Yo!
My theming here was most of them are just normal people, if you couldn't tell.
Finally, it's evened out.
It's not like half are like aliens or spiritual beings, and then the other half are just people. Irene versus Jack Delroy is his name, right? From Late Night with the Devil.
Ooh.
These are literally just two ordinary people.
Yeah, but, you know, I think Jack Delroy is willing to do a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Kind of very little in the long run.
He's willing.
Wouldn't Irene have an advantage against him, considering he's, like, possessed by the devil?
I was going to say, he's willing to make deals with evil, but she's got the blood of Jesus Christ always somehow around her, whether it be a little bottle or barrels of wine. She can find that thing. She can find this stuff.
Guess it's everywhere. I think Jack Delroy, just because I like that movie a whole lot more than I do any of the Nun movies put together.
Senior Alex?
I think I'd have to go with old Jackie boy.
Old Jackie boy. I was going to go to Sister Irene, but all right. Jackie boy.
Because he isn't like truly possessed, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. All righty then. Up next. I think this is a repeat. Amanda Young from Saw.
Saw. Versus, I think it is a repeat.
Oh, this is another repeat. Grace from Ready or Not.
That's a close one.
I don't think so. It's got to be Grace.
Grace. Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I mean, she just pulls more shit off.
True. True.
Here's the thing. Amanda scares me. But I feel like if push comes to shove, Grace, I think, would be willing to do just about anything to survive. Grace would 100% make it out of a Saw trap, by the way. She would do literally anything to survive. But Amanda, you're bro, right. She's probably got like needles hidden.
She kind of did make it out of a saw trap.
Yeah, but the more I think of it, I think Amanda usually like sneak attacks whoever she's going against, you know? Mm. It's never really like face to face.
Yeah, she's hiding behind a little pig mask.
Yeah.
Oink, oink.
Mm. Yeah, maybe not
her.
To
be fair, she handled a lot of sneak attacks in her movie.
To be fair, she's in like 6 Saw movies, half of which are her post being dead, but like, you know.
Yeah,
she's done a lot of shit.
It's tough, but yeah, I think it might be Grace.
Grace, okay, I'm glad you guys made that choice for me because I still don't know who it would be. All right, I don't have to make that decision. Up next, final on this side, Sam Carpenter from the new Scream movies. Billy Loomis's daughter versus Maxine. Okay, I'm Sam Carpenter for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stabbed that guy a lot.
She did. Bro looked like he was having a blast too, bro. Alrighty. So, other side, we have Mr. Reed and Tiffany Valentine. Bro, Mr. Reed is not making out of it, making it out of this.
No, not at all. Okay. I don't think so.
Tiffany moves on. Oh, this has happened. Jill versus Sydney.
Yo. I mean, we know how it played out, so.
That's true. I mean, Jill is the only one I think that's come close to killing Sydney, but Sydney did make it out. Even if by, like, you know, the grace of God, basically. So I guess I'll go with Sydney.
Yeah, I think Sydney, maybe.
All right. That's crazy. Is she really the closest one that's come to, like, actually killing her?
I think so.
Yeah, because definitely not the third. I want to say yes. Yeah, not the second. Yeah, she has. Damn. But that either speaks highly of her or not so highly of the other ghost face. Long Legs and Jack Delroy.
Ooh, probably Long Legs, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That might be a close one, though.
I'll go with Long Legs.
Like, realistically, like, he kind of just, I don't know, like, overpowers people, I guess Long Legs does, maybe. He doesn't really have any, like, specific tools other than dolls, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
The devil's gonna be like, who am I backing on this one?
Yeah. Probably Long Legs. I think they have a longer history together, maybe.
All right. Yeah. I agree too. That's what I was going to say. And now Grace versus Sam Carpenter.
Oof. Another close one. Oh, man.
I have.
Were you thinking Grace? Because I'm kind of thinking Grace.
No, I'm thinking Sam.
Whoa, okay. I mean, they've both shown that, you know, they can survive through the worst of it.
They really just have. Just about. That's the thing. Like, these two, I don't know who would want to, like, they both put up good fights to survive. Ooh. These two 100% will make it out of a saw trap. These two have, like, just the sheer will to survive. That's these two.
Yeah. I think maybe Grace for Grace. Me. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Sam. I'm sorry. Alex, ooh, you're the tiebreaker.
I choose Sam.
Let's go, baby. Hold on.
She does have the voice of her dad in her head all the time. Unless she takes her meds.
Unless she takes her meds, but honestly, she don't gotta. Here, this deserves a.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. That's. No, wrong one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That is the wrong choice. No,
wrong audio. Okay, now. Tiffany Valentine versus Sydney Prescott.
I think Sydney.
Sydney? I'm going to go with Sydney, too.
Yeah.
Because Ghostface...
I think so.
I mean, Ghostface... She's fought killers before. She's killed, like, half of the Ghostfaces that have come after her, so...
Yeah, she has.
All right. So she'll go right there. Right here. Long Legs or Sam Carpenter?
Ooh. I thought Long Legs was going to make it till the end, but now I'm having my doubts. Oof. I think...
I mean, to be fair, all his victims were children.
Were they, though?
Or most of them?
Yeah, they kind of... They were the families of the children.
Eh.
Wait, how did he kill the families again? I just remember the children with the dolls thing.
Oh, well, technically he had the dad of the families kill the rest of the family.
That's right. That's right.
Via the dolls. And you only ever see him tying up, what's her name's mom, Lee Harkin's mom. I think maybe Sam, just because I kind of want to see that matchup at the end there.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. I was 100% going to go with Sam.
Old generation versus new generation.
Yeah. I could just see Sam just killing Long Legs while he's like screaming in agony.
Maybe laughing, actually.
Yeah. Alrighty. Sam Carpenter versus Sydney Prescott. The two Scream final girls.
Queens.
Scream Queens. Yeah. Oh, hey, shit. Scream. Alright. I don't know who to choose here. I'm going to be honest. As much as I like Sydney Prescott, I like Sam. I met Sam Carpenter. So,
yeah, you almost took a picture with her.
Biggest fumble of my life. I'm going to be honest. I think I have a bias here towards Sam just because of that, but I'm trying my best to remove that bias.
I mean, it's kind of so just hard. Like youth versus experience when it comes down to it, you know?
Yeah.
And Sam's already fought two sets of ghost faces.
Yeah.
One set, which included three ghost faces.
Yeah,
so.
Three. And she's got a ghost face.
I think
I'm leaning more
towards her. She does have she's got that edge.
Yeah. She has the boyfriend of the girl she's fighting. Billy's going to be like, oh, I know you just had a guess. Oh, dude.
Yeah. I think Sam Carpenter for me.
I hate that new Scream movie is not going to be focused on her. Damn it. Fuck, that was such a cool dynamic. I'll be honest. Fuck.
Really fumbled with that one.
Yeah, they fumble like me, bro. Why did people just be fumbling her? I'm going to go with Sam, bro. I can't. Alex, do you approve of this?
Honestly, kind of hard. Probably Sam.
Sam is our winner. Sam is...
Yeah.
Sam is Woo! The best. The best. That deserves for sure.
I think she could probably take on everyone on the list with little to no trouble, except maybe Long Legs, Grace, and the killer from Freaky, in my opinion.
Bro is the winner.
Yo, get Sydney out of there.
Oh. Bro is not the winner. I finally included Laurie Strode only to get eliminated. I tried so hard over the years to not include her by including like the Halloween icon Corey Cunningham or the Halloween icon Busta Rhymes. I couldn't this year. I ran out of characters.
Right, Busta Rhymes was on one of these.
I tried so hard to just not include there, but oh wait, Michael isn't still on the list. Hey, still haven't used him yet.
Yo.
All right, that's it for the March Madness. Now, that could be the end of the episode, or would you fellas want to talk about weapons?
Yeah, we could talk about weapons.
All right.
I've been itching to talk about weapons.
I've been itching, bro. It's an itch I can't quite scratch. So, I was waiting for this episode to drop the truth bomb on you guys. For me to be like, I have something to reveal for you guys. I watched Weapons. for only for you to ask, hey, are we watching Weapons tonight? And then so, which is great because now Alex has seen Weapons too, and we don't have to worry about, you know, spoilers for everyone else who hasn't seen it, to everyone listening. But for us three, we can discuss all the spoilers. So spoilers from here on forward. Dude, that movie is great. Movie is goated.
Yeah. Zach Krager does it again.
Now, this or Barbarian, though?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think they're very close, but I might still barely, just barely, by the slightest of margins, give it to Barbarian, if I'm being honest.
Okay, okay. I think I would give this movie as a whole, I would say it's better than Barbarian, but I like the first act of Barbarian better than anything else in this movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
I like that whole setup where it's like, we both double booked this Airbnb. Who's got it? And you're kind of like questioning him because you're like, wait, is like bro being sus? And then the first like inclinations that there's something else here by going down into like that basement. There's that camera in that room. And it's like, what the fuck is going on down here? That whole like, it's just gold, dude. It's gold.
Yeah.
But I
though I do.
Oh, no, no. Go for it.
I was just going to say that I do think that Weapons has the like far superior, like this revealed character, I guess. Which ends up being like the main antagonist throughout the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Aunt Gladys.
Yeah. I think Barbarian did it well with, you know, the old serial killer and his daughter. But Aunt Gladys cannot be topped when it comes to memorable characters.
I hate her, bro. I hate her. She had to go, dude. I was like, when is she going to bite it, bro? She's got to go.
But she's so interesting. She as a character, dude, like you can tell there's a lot of lore there that is never going to be touched on, but
I like that
just makes it the more all the more compelling.
I think that only enough is explained for you to get what's going on, and everything else is just like, we'll see, you know, or I mean, we won't see obviously, but like, you know, it's like we get just what we need, just enough with that character. I think I hate her so much, bro. When the kid, so I like witches, and she's not a witch, but she like dabbles in like some, you know, witchy.
I think she is a witch.
Magic stuff. Or I guess
I would say she is a witch.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that stuff, I don't know why, but immediately when it's in a horror movie, I'm like, all right, I'm sold. I don't know what it is about witches that I like, but that I was like, okay, this is cool. I like this. And the whole like whatever that tree twig thing that she, you know, cuts and then you know, like your blood goes on it so they answer to you, and then you tie a thing around it so that you have control over the person, and then you tie hair around it and that's the person that they go after. That is so cool. And when the kid
demands a blood sacrifice too.
Yeah, that's true. And a blood sacrifice. And I like that when the kid snaps it at the end. At first I thought it was the parents that we're going to go after. And I was like, oh, okay. So like the parents are going to stop chasing him and now they're going to go after her. But I love the reveal when she's running out and then you hear the footsteps just for a bunch of kids to come flying out the window and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is better. This is much better to have her die at the hands of a whole classroom of kids. That's great.
Yeah, after rewatching it, I noticed that she had that one ready to go with all the kids' hair already, like intertwined on the twig.
Yeah.
So all Alex had to do was add her hair to it and a little bit of his blood.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't really know how it works. Like, can this branch read your thoughts, or does it just attack? Is that the only command? Just attack?
Because
clearly we see her do other things.
That's like, true.
Just put people in a trance, have them do minor damage. I say minor, though. That fork scene was pretty brutal when I first watched it.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
But I want to know more about that plant, you know? Where'd it come from? Where did it go? Who has it now? Questions that'll probably never be answered, and I'm okay with that. I'm just you know, intrigued. It's just hard not to be intrigued and curious. Yeah.
Yeah. Same too. Did you think it had anything to do with the teacher at first, upon your first viewing? Like, is the teacher's got to be involved in this? Because I thought so. I didn't think it all came from the kid and his family, basically. Mm-hmm. I thought that at some point, like, it would be revealed that the teacher had done something, or that the teacher had, I don't know. I thought that.
No, I didn't. I did not. Though, I do think, for me, one of the biggest plot holes is, like, why did Alex even have to go to class, you know? Could have just all been disappeared, but maybe that was so that attention was immediately drawn towards Alex and then just as immediately away from him, you know? Maybe?
Like, to try to normalize him and be like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and Gladys kind of using him as a cover in a way.
Yeah, I'm actually curious why.
It seemed like it would have been just as easy for him to not have gone to class and just joined the other kids. Though I guess Gladys needed somebody to do her bidding, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Her end goal is to, like, I'm assuming become younger, right?
Yeah, I think that's what she was doing, kind of extracting the life force from the people that she controlled. Hence why, you know, they didn't fully return back to normal, at least not right away.
Oh, yeah. And the parents, like, mm-hmm. have remained like that or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Probably does more damage to adults, maybe, since they have less life to live.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel bad for those parents, bro. I thought it did had something to do with the teacher. I'm gonna be honest, I really like the teacher character.
Ms. Gandy.
I like how she's not like a perfect character, you know, but those are for me are like the best, where like she's mm-hmm. clearly having a bad time because of, like, you know, this thing has been thrust upon her, like all of the kids in her classroom are gone. She clearly has no clue like why that is, and then the problems just keep, you know, amounting, and like there's just more and more, like the parents are pissed at her, and like she feels like it almost feels like a little suffocating in a way where she can't even like walk outside, you know. Her car has been tagged with the word witch, which, hey, yo, technically right, but not her, you know, someone else.
Yeah.
And I just like that. I like that character of, like, you know, everything's kind of out of your control, but things are still falling apart. I don't know. I like that. And then I like how everything is segmented in a way where it keeps your intrigue going. Because I think if this had been just a regular narrative, I probably would have been like, okay, well, when are we getting there? But with this, it's almost like, oh, yeah. Okay, let's see it from this person's
POV. Yeah, that like drip feeding of information that, you know, allows you to unravel more and more of what's actually going on. I thought was really effective.
It's almost like, is it Strange Darling that does that?
Yeah, it kind of bounces around with the timeline a little. Yeah. Whereas this kind of goes back to the same events, just through different perspectives.
Yeah, because we see, I think his name is Marcus, running after Miss Gandy at first. And then we cut back to, like, how did that happen, though?
Yeah, and you have no idea what's going on at that point. In the movie.
Which is, by the way, that's a freaky look when he's going after her.
The bulging eyes covered in blood.
Yeah. And then the effects in this are great too, when his like head's splattered all over the pavement.
Yikes. Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn. Which I felt bad for bro, because bro did not ask for this. Bro was just doing his job, actually caring for the kid.
No, he didn't. And what makes it even worse is if he can actually, like, I get, like, if he's thinking through everything that's happening. I can't really tell. He's thinking through it all, and he's just trapped in his own body, kind of.
Yeah,
you know, that would make it like 10 times worse. Having killed his husband brutally, and then being forced to run and try to kill somebody else now.
Hate her so much, bro. But she's a great character to hate, and I hate what she does to Marcus, what she does to that cop kind of guy, I guess. I don't know, he's a little off, but, you know. Bro didn't ask for it either, and neither did that James. Either.
The junkie, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. But I just, it's so good. I love that third act so much. It's so good, too. Everything about this, great. I like the premise. Because the whole time I was like, someone must have, I didn't think witchcraft or magic or something supernatural would be involved. I thought it would be like the kids were like bribed or something, or like a logical thing, I guess. And so the whole time I'm like trying to like, what's going on here? Like, why did these kids leave? Like, is there something? Because once the dad, Josh Brolin, Cable, once he starts like connecting the lines of where the kids are like running towards, for some reason, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was said there, but he's looking at a tower. In my mind, I was like, oh, maybe there's like a radio tower. Maybe it's like telling kids to like come here. And it's like someone who like, I don't know, wants to do evil shit or something with the kids.
Ah, I see.
That's what I thought. But I do like what we got much more than what I had assumed, I guess. Yeah, great stuff. Horrible what was done. Those kids are going to need therapy, bro, for sure. Alex, oh, yeah, too.
100%.
But did they say what happened? Oh, Alex moved with other family,
yeah,
right?
Therapy.
Yeah, he moved with an aunt that isn't horrible, apparently.
That isn't a magic, yeah. Horrible person.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that was disappointed by this movie?
I guess it depends what sort of expectations you have going in.
I have the expectation, especially at the beginning, that it's going to be a little more scary. And I guess I saw it through that lens. It was a good movie for what it was. It was definitely a good like thriller mystery. Describe it as horror necessarily. I don't know. I went in looking for like a lot of spooks, and it kind of started to lose me in the middle when there was a lot of exposition going on. Not obvious exposition, but you know, going through the point of views and kind of explaining the series of events, which was cool and it was interesting. It was cool to see. It felt almost like in like the Knives Out movies, or specifically Glass Onion, where they go through everyone's like POVs of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But like extended version of that, which is pretty interesting. It was cool to see how everything played out and how everything played into each other. That was really cool. The storyline made like was really cool to see the way that they like everything's happening in the same period of time and how everything flows in and out of each other. So that was pretty good. That was well done. It was a good movie. I just expected a bit more spookiness, you know? Like, it felt like the spookiness died a little before halfway through the movie and then just kind of didn't happen except for some here's and there's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not as paranormal as maybe some of the trailers made it seem.
Yeah.
I do think it's a little more eerie than straight up spooky, you know? Especially when you get the reveal of Gladys and...
Yeah.
Not when you see her with a red wig, but you see her true nature, you know, sitting at that dining room table.
When the kid also like opens up the door when she's like quote unquote sleeping.
Oh, and she's just there.
She's just staring at bro, and it's like, oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I don't think it's ever described, but like I would have to assume it'd be something like cancer. I think it's more possibly cancer or some other terminal illness, which is unfortunate, but then she's a piece of shit. So, you know.
Yeah, and greedy for trying to live as long as she probably has and, you know, would have if nothing happened.
Yeah, they never explain was she going to steal their life force? Like, what was the plan there?
I think that's what the plan was.
But she had,
I'm kind of okay.
She had them down there for like 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it takes time.
She was letting them marinate.
I'm glad they didn't tell it. They didn't say everything right away. And
I do appreciate that they inferred a lot, because I mean we don't need to be walked through stuff. We're watching the movie, we can understand, mm-hmm. we can follow along. But pretty good. The name is more on the nose than I expected. They are literal human weapons.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So. Hey, what's with the triangle motif?
That's true. You see it at in the title. Title crawl at the beginning,
and,
or the title card,
and in the credits,
and
too.
Oh yeah, in the credits,
the giant triangle.
I don't know, maybe it was just leading towards the or alluding to the witchy nature of things. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe. I know you do see like a not a pentagram or a summoning circle, but some kind of sigil, right, on the ground.
Yeah, with the candle
around Aunt Gladys. Yeah.
When she beckons Alex to go, like, sit next to her on the floor, bro, I would have, like, not done that. I would have just closed the door and be like, all right, now.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know what she's capable at that point.
That's
capable
fine, but bro's on the floor. That's fine. Let her fucking be on the floor, bro.
But, yeah, what are your thoughts so far on Zach Krager's loosely interconnected universe that he's building here.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We have
I think I read somewhere that he's got another one that he's trying to work on that is also based in this world. Not really sure what it entails.
It'd be cool if he does like an anthology.
Yeah.
Like spooky happenings. The thing, I heard this movie described as Goosebumps with gore, and that feels appropriate.
Yeah, you know what? That is a pretty good way of putting it.
It is a pretty good way to put it, which I appreciate. It was a good movie. I like the Goosebumps books and movies. Movies? Shows?
We should do an episode of Goosebumps, bro, because I like Goosebumps too.
You talking about the movie with Jack Black?
Oh, I meant the books, but the movie too, I guess.
Oh.
No, they used to have a show. They used to have a good
Yes, I remember.
Yes, the haunted. We should cover an episode, the haunted mask episode.
I remember the doll one with was it
Night of the Living Dummy. I remember
Robert
all the names.
Real, Robert the Doll is a real haunted doll. I don't know. Do you know about Robert the Doll?
Yeah, I know about Robert the Doll.
The like ventriloquist dummy.
No, well, I mean, yeah, the ventriloquist from Goosebumps. I think that was his name, Robert. But no, Robert the Doll is a is kind of like an Annabelle haunted doll thing.
Yeah.
He's a lot less spooky looking, but
wait, Alex, you haven't seen that that mask, the haunted mask one?
I have.
I've read that one.
It's been years.
I even know the character's name. It's Carly. For some reason, I remember these little two. Damn, we 100% should do this for Halloween, bro. Oh, that's great.
Yo,
we got to do that.
But yeah, I'm very excited to see what Zach Cregger does next. Oh, yeah. Just as I'm excited as to see what his absolute universe counterparts, the Filippos, do with their loosely connected, interconnected universe.
Yeah. Is that also a universe together?
Yeah, I think they've mentioned that Talk to Me and Bring Her Back are kind of interconnected.
Oh,
or at least share the same universe.
Yeah, like both have like this magical kind of, otherworldly thing to them. There's this hand that connects you to the otherworldly spirits. And then this process, this like Russian magic that allows you to like, get souls back into bodies, maybe.
Yeah. But whereas Zach Cregger's is obviously more in the black comedy field, the Filippos are just, it's just depressing and
brutal. Although, Talk to Me is a little comedic.
It is. Until
it's not.
I mean, there's moments. Yeah, there's moments where it's very jarring and really shows you what they're all about.
Yeah. Alex, have you seen either Talk to Me or Bring Her Back?
I think Talk to Me.
I want to hear and see Alex's reaction to Bring Her Back.
which one was Bring Her Back again? It sounds familiar.
You know what? He could watch it and listen to our watch along.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I could. Which one was Bring Her Back?
Don't get it spoiled though. It came out like a couple months ago, right?
I forget which one that is.
It's about a kid and his foster sister.
Oh wait, I have seen that one.
Have you?
Oh, you know what? I started watching it and then I didn't finish, I think.
Oh, and dang. You're in for a treat if you
I forget why I didn't finish it. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll finish it. It's like the troubled kid and their dad dies and like the
sister's blind,
right?
Yep.
Hey, oh, yeah. That one's great, too. Yeah, but weapons, what would you guys give it out of 10?
Like an 8.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more than an 8 for me. I think it's maybe like high 8.5, bordering on 9, maybe. Maybe. The one hang up I have is like, why is Alex a character?
I'm sorry, bro.
I mean, I like it.
Why
like
is Alex still around is what I was saying when I was watching the movie. Like, he should be out of here by now. Like, why is he? What does he contribute to this? In the movie, of course. In the movie.
No. But yeah, maybe a 9. Maybe a 9. Wait, I don't know, Alex, what else I rated a 9, but probably a 9.
An 8.
An 8. Lisa gave it an 8. Kiki gave it a 9. I think I'd give it like a 5.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. I think I'd give it like, I'd give it an 8.
Oh, okay. I'd give it an
8. Yeah. Very enjoyable. The thing I'm curious about is how well does it do on rewatch? Since I already know everything, am I going to find the first act and a half slow? You know?
I've seen it 3 times and I haven't really felt that way. Though, you know, I'm just not surprised with any of the twists and turns anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Still enjoyable,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. Okay. I'll definitely see if I can rewatch it then. Alex, have you caught up on Alien Earth by any chance?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil anything. All I will say is, Enrique, I have finished episode 5.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's pretty good, dude. That's pretty good. And I'm going to watch episode 6. I'm probably going to start it tonight and then probably finish it tomorrow. But
right. Episode 7's out today. Huh?
Episode 7. It's like I'm behind by one episode each week.
I have not seen the newest.
Next week is the finale, dude. That's it. Damn, that was quick. But yeah, Alex, I would 100% recommend this, dude. I feel like it just gets, it's great. Damn. I would hate to live in this world, bro. I hate everything. The companies, the bugs, it's like death on every corner, bro. I would just
oh man.
Put me elsewhere.
You are not prepared for the next episode.
Oh no. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
But yeah. You think this is a one season and done, or do you think
they'll have more? I don't want them to dilute it is the thing. Like I hope
that's true.
I hope it ends great, but usually whenever a show ends on a good note, they usually like to do another season afterwards because they're like, oh my god, it was so successful. I feel like that's what people usually do with shows. Unless you're like Mike Flanagan, in which case, you know, like, yeah, just do one season. But like, I want it to be only one season so badly. And I just know these fuckers at Disney are going to be like, why don't we do another one? Season 2?
Hopefully the director fights back against that, because I think he's got a pretty good vision and he knows what he wants to do with this franchise.
Give bro a movie. 100%. I would watch it, dude. I mean, damn.
Fede Alvarez is not directing a sequel to Romulus, which I think he was in talks of doing for a bit.
Yeah, but I don't think he's doing it anymore.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Give it a Noah Hawley. Why not?
Yeah, bro.
Let him do something.
Bro's doing miracles out here. Bro actually made me like a TV show.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're not a TV show kind of guy.
Yeah. So, hey.
Speaking of which, have you seen Peacemaker yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I want to watch it. I need to finish
a new season.
I have been playing the song, though. What is it? Dear Sweet Lord.
Do you want to taste it? Oh, no.
From season 2.
Ah, okay.
I like that song a lot. I've been seeing all the memes of like, I don't know if you've seen them, but it's people have been putting the intro over like, the people have been saying like this intro fits for like just about any scenario you can think of, and it'll be like the most tragic like scene in a movie ever, and then it'll cut to him dancing and then doing the Julian thing. I'll just send you a couple, but it's pretty good.
Yes, please do. That sounds very funny.
I do need to start. Actually, I want to finish season 1 and then do season 2. How many episodes? What episode are they on?
I believe they're on episode. They're about on par with Alien Earth. Might be episode 6 or 7 that just came out.
And how many episodes is it? 10
on Thursday. It's 8.
It's 8. Oh fuck! They're almost done, bro. I'm gonna get this shit spoiled, bro. Because I heard there's like a big character showing up in like the next couple 2 episodes, right?
Oh,
or at least in the last episode.
Maybe
from what I heard.
Maybe
that's gonna get spoiled for me, bro. All right, maybe I'm about to pull something. I'm about to binge the whole series if I can this next. Would these come out Thursdays? No.
Yeah, they do.
I'm screwed, bro. I'm not gonna be able to do this in the next 2 days. I'm screwed.
I believe in you, Robert. You got this.
I'm too busy. There's no way I could do this.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to catch up on that. Fuck. And then, yeah, catch up on Alien Earth too.
Maybe you could do like a YouTube video recapping the first season and then dive right into the second one. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. And then go back and then finish season one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just do that.
Yeah.
Any other horror things that you guys want to... Anything you guys want to say to the audience?
Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Did you say grow up?
yap about movies that we like and movies that we don't like. Movies that you might like. And definitely movies that you probably don't like. So, thanks for sticking around.
Movies I don't like.
We'll finish this one day.
What's a good movie we covered, guys?
A good one or a bad one?
A good one.
Oh, Cloverfield, right?
Oh, yeah. Movies. Well, that that falls right in. Movies I don't. I was gonna say like movies I don't like, and I just named a good movie. But yeah, alrighty, sure. You know what's so funny? If we had stuck to the list, we would be so done by now. I find that so funny. We actually probably wouldn't even have done 100 episodes because I think it was like 95.
Oh, wow. Movies. List.
For some reason, I didn't round it out a nice 100. I don't know what I was thinking. Just couldn't add 5 extra movies. Yeah, thank you to everyone who has listened. Will that list ever come back? Oh, you know what's surprising? We've done 3 movies from that list this year. Which is shocking.
Maybe it'll make its way back.
Maybe it'll come back
at some point.
Ayo.
Yeah.
I do have an idea for the next episode 101. That's crazy to say.
101. That is crazy.
I like the episode. I was telling Alex this that I did for the Bohemian Grove, where I kind of just explained things to you guys. It was like a little story time for you guys in the audience. I want to do that again, but with something else that I have in mind. That ties into something we've done recently. I just need to do a little bit of research. And then I'll get back to you guys. And hopefully, maybe that might be the next episode. Maybe. Who knows?
Sounds fun.
But yeah, thank you to everyone who's listened for these 100 episodes. Dude, I tried going back, listening to some of those early episodes. Just to see our beginnings. Awful, dude. How have we made it, bro? How have we made it this far? It's crazy.
Sheer will and determination.
Basically. Oh, and thank you, senores, Alex and Enrique, for doing this.
Joining. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a highlight of my week.
No, that's sweet. Thank you. Yeah, and I really enjoy doing these. Even like the dumb stuff, like the shit I don't want to cover. Also, like, I don't know, I just enjoy kind of just yapping, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I do want to do. Oh, Goosebumps! Goosebumps is such a good idea. I have some of those original books, bro. They're like rotting away on my shelf. but fuck. I do want to do that. We should do that for all. Okay, that's enough yapping. Alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us for 100 episodes. And we will see y'all on the Witching Hour.
Goodbye. I was waiting on Alex to say I love you.
I was also waiting on that. I love you.
'Yeah, Goosebumps, though. I got that theme song stuck in my head. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Goosebumps Maze at Horror Nights would go crazy.
Yo.
It'd
probably be a lot like the Creepshow Maze, no?
Oh, that would be so sick. Have you read any of the Goosebumps books?
It's been a long time, but yeah, I used to read them a lot in elementary school.
Dude, same. I love those. I think that might have been what got me into like horror.
I think I did a like a whole ass report on R.L. Stine.
Okay. As a little kid, he was my favorite author. My sister's probably like, bro has not read more books than like two outside of Goosebumps.
Honestly.
I liked Welcome to Deadhouse a lot. Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Oh. Or Say Cheese and Die. The camera one.
Yeah. I always wanted a camera like that. I don't know what little Robert was up to. Fucking devious little monster. Why would I want a camera like that?
No clue.